Being a CEO means the leader of your movement. Even when the movement starts to veer off course, you have the resourcefulness to step back in and continue to guide it with a calm nervous system because you know the North Star of your vision. Welcome to Wealthy and Aligned by Human Design, the podcast dedicated to helping you use human design in your business from the ground up. You have everything you need right now to start serving the world with immense value and get paid to do it. In this podcast, I teach you how. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I am so honored that you are listening to this show. I know there's a lot that you could be listening to and tuning into. And so I am just so grateful. I am so grateful for the tribe I am seeing come into the Alignment Academy. So grateful for all of our winners in there. We are having so much fun. So thank you for tuning in and for being by my side in this movement. I mean, if there's anything I know, it's really how deeply human design can connect us with our own innate leadership frequency. The higher we step into alignment, the more deeply we are called to stand into our power as leaders. So whether it's with your family or your team, you are leading a movement where the path to wealth becomes more and more natural. And we've all been given lifetimes of glass ceilings, right? And our ability to be more ourselves, our ability to create limitless income, or even when it comes to making decisions that go against the grain, right? Every day we're faced with a new way of standing in our own leadership of ourselves. And human design gives us a way to tap into our leadership skills so that we can be the way shower of the new world through our gifts and using our energy as the ultimate source of limitless potential in all ways, really. And being a manifesting generator has taught me so much about being a natural born leader and a total way shower, as I've really seen it done for every single one of my clients, right? Not even because, you know, just because I'm an MG doesn't mean, oh, I'm a natural born leader and no one else is, but literally every energy type can embrace this leadership frequency in their designs and become more authentically expressed by leaning in. So let's talk a little bit about what a leader is and how you can tap into your design for the skill of leadership as you grow and scale your business. So it's not just one part of the chart. It's not just one channel or one gate. It's how the design works together to build the story of your own journey into leadership. It's really recognizing the story of you as the hero and standing in your power as that hero so that your tribe can clearly see what they can attune to when they get to work with you. And inside my rooms, I work with all types of business owners and all types of energy types. And the common theme that I see as we head into higher and higher income months is the way that we are being asked to stand in a new frequency of power with each new level. And sometimes that new level of income just cannot be held because we simply don't know how to lead ourselves into that state of being. So the income dips start to happen. We start to look outside of ourselves, right? We start to look to the next course or the next program to fix a problem that we don't actually have, when the answer really resides on a deeper level of our soul. And that deeper level and that layer, I believe, can always be found in our charts. So in this podcast, I'm going to share my journey into how I've been able to access higher levels of leadership inside myself. And I'm going to tell you what areas of the chart that I like to focus on to access more of who the fuck I am at every new level. You hear that? I'm even using the F word. I feel so strongly about this. The next level leadership is what I call CEO energy. This is a frequency we can tap into and regulate our nervous system around to stay in this abundant state of being throughout the year, even when the launch doesn't hit, even when the ads don't work, even when the algorithm goes nuts, right? So as we're going through this podcast, think about what being a CEO means to you. Like, what energy does that title, role, or archetype exude for you? Now, for me, it means being put together, organized, hand on the pulse, emotionally regulated, and calm when chaos hits. Now, I'm not always perfect at that, definitely not, but this is the archetype for me. It stands for business, as in I mean business, and I'm here for business, and I'm in business, and I take pride in my business. It means I know how, even when I'm not sure. It carries an energy of resourcefulness with it, a can-do attitude, a problem solver. This energy demands to be taken seriously, to be respected, to be listened to be considered an authority, right? A trusted guide. Being a CEO means the leader of your movement. Even when the movement starts to veer off course, you have the resourcefulness to step back in and continue to guide it with a calm nervous system because you know the North Star of your vision, right? That's why we include breathwork sessions every week inside the Alignment Academy, because we all need calm nervous systems as we head into our week and build towards the North Star of our vision. Now, the channel of charisma has taught me that who I am is a leader by design. So I want to share that frequency here today with you. And I want to invite you to grab your chart and join me as we find where you can tap into and really showcase that next level leader inside of you. Now, at my Inner Circle Live event, this was totally a topic we dove very deep on. It was so much fun. We did all these exercises and, you know, we're natural leaders, right? We're all CEOs and we all found a way that we could do even better. So I really was inspired to include some of the teachings from the Inner Circle event here with you in this podcast, because I know y'all need to be coached up going into leading your bigger vision, because it can get kind of daunting when we're out there running down a path no one has paved for us and we're just going and hoping and wishing and praying. And I just really feel like alignment allows us to see the way with the flashlight. Maybe the lights are turned on a little bit more so that we can guide ourselves down the path just a little bit better. So I'm going to share here with you what I shared with them. And by the way, we have opened up our Inner Circle applications and we're now amping up to get going on our third Inner Circle round starting in July. So if you've been waiting for this room, now is the time to apply. We only open up applications twice a year with limited spots because we keep this room very intimate. So the experience is very hands-on for the women who are looking to step up into that next level leadership, locking arms with me as we finish out 2024. Can you believe that? We'll be going into the second half of 2024. All right, you can find all the information at the link in the show notes to find out if this room is calling you forward. So one leadership skill that you can glean from me, a manifesting generator who has made it to over $3 million in revenue, gone through the growing pains of hiring and firing. I've dealt with my fair share of haters, and I continue to keep plugging away at a mission that I know will one day revolutionize our world. And that skill is charisma. So when tuning into who I am, I can always count on this natural state of charismatic charm to be something that helps me to reach my people genuinely, right? Because we aren't the type to turn it on and off. Like, we're the ones who expose who we are all of the time and know that the ones who find us in this authentic frequency and love it are meant for more of us, right? We don't have to tone it down, pretend to be someone we're not. And this is a main channel in my energetic makeup, and it comes so natural to me that I almost forget how valuable it is. And it's not just valuable in my offers, but valuable to my team, to the people who help me grow in my brand. When I become comfortable exuding this frequency, they can clearly see this frequency in themselves. It allows the people around me to feel something authentic, and it reminds them of their own charismatic qualities. In our work, we are tuning into this frequency that is natural for us to be, meaning I don't have to try and be charismatic. It just comes out as I stay in alignment. The way charisma leads me is often something that my mind has to catch up with, which is really often the case in our world when we live in a place where we're used to using the mind over our energy, right? We're trying to logically piece things together and make things work. So it takes a minute for our minds to recognize just what part of the energetic makeup is working for us. So take a look at the prominent energy inside your chart. Like, what one channel do you have? Don't look at all of them. Just look at one main one, maybe even a subconscious or a red outline channel that, when you dig a little deeper, gives you permission to lead in your marketing and in your sales conversations. We need to see your real personality. So put words in your marketing that scream who you are as you learn more about your design. Like, I've literally had clients clear over $20,000 from just one email focused on one specific wealth code, like our channel or our gene keys. And that's why inside the Alignment Academy, we have a whole module based on using your wealth codes inside the human design chart to amplify your marketing message, your leadership message, which you can grab your wealth code blueprint for free inside the Alignment Academy when you join us. So check that out. So what is charisma and where can you find yours? Okay, so even if you are not a manifesting generator with this direct channel, you can tap into the frequency that I'm going to outline here in this episode to help you better understand how you naturally communicate and feel with your tribe. So the art of charisma is innate leadership. Charisma is an energy that is activated with passion and enthusiasm. Okay. It naturally builds tribe around the movement that you're passionate about. It stands for an elite communicator, an initiator, an innovator. It inspires devotion in others. There's a connection through deep empathy, a real understanding and feeling around what our tribe is going through and how we can help them to resource themselves to the other side. Charisma is encouraging. Someone who is charismatic is just not afraid to be themselves. That's why it's so attractive. I have had people sign up to work with me just because they say, okay, I gotta know, how are you so confident? How are you so authentic? Like, you really are who you say you are, and I want to know how to do that for myself. We demonstrate self-competence. We attract influence. We are problem solvers, and we use our influence to inspire others. Now, for me, that means I am inspiring others to empower themselves to step in their own innate authenticity. Charismatic people are naturally influential people when we're driven by our passion. And every single one of you can tap into a passion that will influence others. Charisma is the art of unapologetically being yourself and inspiring this kind of freedom in your tribe. So ask yourself these questions as you go through your chart. What makes you unique? What about you is easy? Now, this one caught me off. I was like, wait, what about me is easy? You mean those are the things I'm actually not thinking about? This is the flow state that I'm naturally in this state. It is so easy about me. And that's the thing that other people find super valuable. Right? So what inspires others about you? Maybe you have to look outside and say, you know, what do people say about me? Like, what is the feedback I'm getting? What, you know, what does my husband like to tell me I'm really good at? Or what is my, I don't know if you want to use your kids. I love using my kids. They always tell me the things that are like good and not so good about me. I always just take it in and I take it in and I really consider it. But how are you unlike anyone else? But what are you sought out after? What do you care about that most people find interesting, right? So in the beginning for me, it was like, oh my God, y'all need to know what is going on in this human design chart, this little chart on the internet that lives behind a link that tells me more about me than my mother even knew about me. And oh my gosh, I have to get this in as many hands as possible. And just that little thing that I cared about, my passion and my charisma, attracted in all of the people who needed to find out about their soul through me. And here's a great question. Look at your chart and ask, okay, what aspects of my design truly invoke authenticity about myself? And for me, this always came to looking at the subconscious characteristics of these areas of my chart that were just naturally oozing out of my aura, the thing I didn't have to try to be. When my clients are stepping into a new level of leadership, I always look to their story, and the gene keys can help us put this into perspective for ourselves. We can see our sequences unwind our story of triumph over uncertainty and moments of shadow as we head into this genius sequence, which is our incarnation cross. Like, what problems have you overcome on your way from shadow into gift? And a lot of this has to do with how you learned your attitude of gratitude, your attitude of, I am a problem solver. I am resourceful. I am self-led. I know for me, the work I've done inside the sequences tells the story of my undying commitment to a world where being accepted for who I am starts with first me. I have to accept myself first at every stage of my journey, because I wasn't ever taught leadership skills. I was never taught to be self-led. So I'm out there being a messy MG, moving about my life, reacting to the world instead of leading my way through a world I get to respond to. And what I did learn was all the ways that I did not want to be a leader. So uncovering past ways, right? I've overcome shadow aspects of my soul. This has allowed me to open up to a deeper understanding of how I am led and how I actually like to lead. As leaders, we're called to a higher level of communication. This is a game changer. We did a lot of work on this with the inner circle. We're still implementing and embodying these new ways of communicating. We're asked to say, as this next level leader, we are asked to literally communicate exactly what we mean with no open-ended tone or room for passive-aggressive energy. This can literally be where the income halts. When we don't provide clear, concise direction for our team, for our clients, we risk being misunderstood or setting ourselves up for havoc, having to clean up the mess later on down the road. The art of communication serves us in our effort to build and grow over and over. And it starts in our day one marketing, right? We're all learning the ins and outs of how do we say what we do? How do we communicate that with people who have never heard of us, about us before? And this unfolds as we hire contractors and take on more clients and we ask for people to build our websites. It's really the thing your team demands from you as part of your work becomes what you start to delegate, right? There is no efficiency when we can't communicate what we need our people to do. It's the basis of your foundation, and these skills have to be refined so your ability to scale doesn't get stopped. And it will stop you if you can't communicate very clearly exactly what you want your people to do, when they are to take action, and how you want them to implement from your words. Then the bottleneck in your business comes back to you. So lean on your Mercury gate. Look to the chart, okay? Look at your chart and see what gate resides inside this planet. And we give you all the planet guidelines inside the Alignment Academy as well. But look to where this energy resides in your chart. Now, if it sits in your sacral center, for example, how can you amplify your words with passion and fire? And not in any other tone than we're on the same team, we're working together, and use your gift frequency here to lead the dialogue. So I'm going to give you an example. My conscious Mercury, my black gate, is sitting in my head center. And it's a hanging gate, meaning it will always be looking to be completed by the Ajna Center. So the gift here, according to the gene keys, is imagination. So try to use my imagination to convey the meaning of my words. And to get even more detailed here, my unconscious Mercury is gate 45. And the gift here is synergy, located in my throat center. So I can use my words to influence the group through empowerment, right? And helping us to not be swayed by competition, right? That's why I'm such a proponent with with our fractal line in our rooms to work together and forge an alliance between one another, because I truly believe that we are all here to assist one another. And I created the Alignment Academy to be that place of connection without competition. I had one client ask me years ago if she could use the word codes in her marketing. She was worried that I would see it as an infringement on my own term, the wealth codes. And without a doubt, I was like, go ahead and use the word codes. Like, if you found some codes that help with your niche, then go for it. There are a lot of people using the term codes. And with human design and the gene keys charts especially, this isn't a secret that these literally are codes walking you into all sorts of new ways of life. But if I had like any competition in me, I'd have been like, no, I don't know. Maybe people still do that. Maybe people still worry about that crap. But literally, someone else has already trademarked it. If not, go look at it. Go look and see if your thing has been trademarked or not. Charisma is confidence. So it's so important to go into your leadership with confidence, and not from a place of trying, but from knowing. That's why we do a lot of cleanup in the inner circle around your offers and your sales process, because your sales happen because you are confident with the offer and the potential transformation that you help your clients receive. For you to be taken seriously, you first have to take yourself seriously and treat your business as a serious income portal. And that means that you're in the business of customer service first. Your customers need to see you as confident as they make a decision to flow money your way. To be the energy of a CEO is to exude confidence every step of the way and not shy away from the hard conversations, the hard boundaries, the situations that show up inevitably. And that means you have to know what questions to ask when hiring, when you're interviewing potential clients, when you're dealing with low productivity, or you're making any changes in your plan of action. You must develop your ability to organize and stay organized as your business builds into impacting more and more people. And remember, more money magnifies. So it will magnify where you're leaky, where you lack in CEO energy, before it magnifies what is working. That was the story of the last 2 years of my business, has been cleaning up and organizing everything on the back end. Thank God I have a projector as a CEO, because he is revolutionizing the way we operate over here. There may be some cleanup to grow your impact, but that cleanup is what CEOs are able to delegate efficiently in the exact moment necessary. CEO energy and charismatic is who to be when you are writing that email, making that offer, planning that launch. When you have the who nailed, the what organizes itself. A CEO uses time efficiently, takes action swiftly, and relies on a decision-making process that is trustworthy and produces results. A CEO does not allow overwhelm to grab the wheel and pull her under. She sees any fear or lack of confidence as a learning curve, not as a sign to stop. And that's where I think we can all step up as spiritual entrepreneurs and start stepping into these edges that we create for ourselves and move into the leader, instead of saying, oh, well, I'm overwhelmed or I'm confused. That must mean it's not meant to be. We have to stop bypassing that this is just our soul's next level of growth. And inside the inner circle, we strategize things like your next hire, your client journey, and your next best sales and marketing strategy, because using our designs in our messaging and in our plan of action just makes getting the job a lot easier than relying on old ways, hoping something changes. That's the definition of insanity. And once you get this CEO energy down, it's time to hold it, organize, and replicate this energy on lock to multiple six figures. Is if you can't hold CEO energy for one, you cannot and you will not be prepared to hold it for thousands. You must be a reliable, safe to pay CEO without years of education. You heard me right. Without years of education and initials behind your name, no track record, and before the waitlist even happens. And this can be done by using our deconditioning method inside the Alignment Academy, paid deconditioning method challenge. We called it decondition for money magnetism, because the paid method literally does what it says and gets you paid so that you can hire more and you can keep going faster and more on purpose. And we take this work so much deeper as we work together in the inner circle. You have an intimate group of women who are all using their designs, build and command better for their lives, offering you a direct path to your next how along the way. Charisma proves trust, integrity, professionalism, and a brand standard. Because it is something that even if it doesn't come natural to you right now, the more you embody the heart of your service to your people, the more it comes out to play as the warm, enveloping soul that you naturally are. Because your marketing and your sales, it's not about you. It's about your people. And that is what we all have to get out of our way even more and more as we grow and scale into greater levels of impact. CEO energy sets the tone of your service. It commands industry respect and it blows competition out of the water. I teach my clients to hold CEO energy as if, okay? As if you are already the highly sought after expert in your industry. As if you already have a fully booked offer with a wait list. As if you already have a calendar booked with opportunities 3 months out. This energy from the beginning will outline every decision you make in order to be available for one sale, 10 sales, and then hundreds. Literally, one high-profile podcast opportunity blew my business up. And because I embody CEO energy, I was ready, right? I ignored the distraction of a small email list. I set aside imposter and perfectionist tendencies, and I served one person at a time until I replicated to hundreds. Now, the codes in my chart helped me to see what others saw naturally in me and allowed me to own those characteristics about me way sooner. Acting and being in CEO energy, my love, is a decision to demand more from yourself, to get out of your own way, to self-lead, to start seeing the problem you solve for others as a need to solve now. Deciding to be a CEO before it feels real puts the energy of expectancy into motion. We expect sold out and in-demand offers. We expect high-profile opportunity as a CEO. We are magnetically available for more. So take a look at your chart and start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. Pick one channel, look to your sun gate, and read through the eyes of how this amplifies your leadership skills. Allow the story of your past to help you refine who you will show up as tomorrow. And as you grow your team, become aware of better ways to communicate your goals and expectations. Now, there are a lot of softwares out there, but I can't tell you, we use Slack as a communication tool inside of our business, and it has demanded me to get much more concise around what I'm expecting of my team and how our vision comes to life. And we start off every week with our vision reading. This is literally a 10-minute long activity that every part of the team gets to have an opportunity to feel into as we begin our week. So we base our actions and decisions around if it's moving us closer or further from our ultimate vision. And I help you create the vision that you're meant to lead inside the inner circle. And then we spend 6 months making sure it's carried out to completion. And this last round, we chose 3 things about our vision that we would focus on for the whole round. And the results have been amazing. And one of those things was leadership and communication, especially for me. It's funny how focus and intention will actually improve the thing and not a literally another course or program. Although I did get a lot of help from David Nagel here. Kudos to David Nagel and his team for his last round of CEO solution. It was a game changer for our business. It's not enough to keep all of this in your head and wait for the universe to bring you on a silver platter the how. It has to be taken into account with each new decision, each new action, and especially in the middle of chaos. Becoming the CEO happens naturally as you step into a life in alignment. It has to, because our world is ready for the next level of leaders to pave the way into a paradigm where straightforward authenticity is the new path to success. And I know every new level demands a new level of leader in you, but you are capable. And every time you remember that you wouldn't have been given the mission on your heart if it wasn't meant to be carried out and totally supported, you become more and more open to the new ways being a leader is naturally embraced by you. Applications are open now for the Inner Circle. This is for you if being an empowered CEO who holds, organizes, and replicates money on demand is next for your brand. So apply today at the link in the show notes to see if this is the next step for your business now. All right, my love, I will see you next week. Cheers to staying wealthy through alignment. If you're ready to take your business alignment journey to the next level, then I invite you to join me in the Alignment Academy. The Alignment Academy is an online private community and resource center where we are bringing you inside the movement that is using human design and the gene keys to grow and scale your business. I created this space to fill a need I see in the industry. You'll be able to connect with like-minded women who are all learning how to actually use human design in their business, make more money with authenticity, and achieve higher levels of success and growth, all being made available in the most accessible way on the internet. One low monthly fee, no commitments, and access to live calls, along with hundreds of hours of content, including the Decondition for Money Magnetism workshops, which are open immediately to you. Check it out at the link in the show notes, and I'll see you on the inside.